Welcome to The Pragmatic Pagan, Season 2. This podcast explores an inclusive pagan path via science-based witchcraft, no deities included. With a focus on nature and energy, this spiritual practice is centered on lunar tides and seasonal cycles. Here in Season 2, we take things up a notch and dig deeper into the skills needed to connect with the energy around you. You can join me on Patreon for ways to stay connected and in tune to the universe. And we can stay connected when you follow me on Patreon or social media. Links in the bio. Merry meet all. In this moment, I would like to acknowledge that I, like most of us, stand upon stolen land, land that belongs to the original stewards and natives of this space. Please pause to acknowledge, with gratitude, the sacrificed by and the cost to the people of these First Nations, past, present, and future. These words are in honor of their role as the first spiritual caretakers of the land. And in my pagan path, my hope is to continue their dedication to the survival and renewal of our planet and its creatures. It is a promise to plant seeds of healing in the wake of the destruction my ancestors have caused. As above, so below, so mote it be. The Pragmatic Pagan participates in Real Rent Duwamish as a way to support local native tribes. I encourage you to look into similar rent programs in your area and participate if you are financially able. Hello, hello, listeners, and welcome to Season 2 of The Pragmatic Pagan. Merry meet in this audio space. First off, thank you all so much for your continued patience as I work to get Season 2 and the Patreon off the ground. We all live in a shared reality that is, well, to put it mildly, a bit chaotic these days. And while not all listeners find their feet on American soil, I want to note that this world has lost a big voice in the fight for equal rights for all recently. Rest in power, RBG. And in the wake of that loss and all the tumultuous news that hits my doorstep, I can feel the universe calling. A rising tide of energy as things long asleep start to stir, and a call to action for all those that feel this deep rumble. There is something wild and feral in me that is responding to this deep hum, something that makes routine a struggle, something that calls me to live in the moment and ditch obligations for simple comforts. I know, we are all in the middle of a pandemic. We can all extend some grace to ourselves and others. And so I hope you are willing to share your grace and patience with me as I fight this rising wild tide and the more structured things like writing and recording a podcast. What can I say? I crave full moons and earthly loam between my toes. I hear whispers of a human revolution on the wind, a need for things to shift before they break. Do you hear it? In this season of The Pragmatic Pagan, we take the basics from Season 1 and dig deeper. This podcast is intended to serve as a companion as you develop along your spiritual path. The first 52 episodes or so of the podcast focused on the ebb and flow of our natural season, the basics to celebrating the 8 High Holy Days, and the lunar celebrations of the moon cycles. Season 2 is going to navigate down into the roots of these practices, and while yes, we will be touching more on the origins of these traditions, Season 2 is about challenging you. It is intended to provide an in-depth look at practices that will ask you hard questions about your spiritual journey. Discuss it within yourself, document your thoughts, and then whatever you do with it, come to terms with it, learn from it, and let it go. This season is all about cocooning. So, you mean there's more to it than what we encountered in the first season? Yes, And no, you can easily maintain a solid spiritual practice with just the materials in season one, which is really the basics of a pagan practice. And in fact, I encourage you to do that for a full year. Follow along the seasons and rise with those ebbs and flows. Do this until you can get a sense of what you want to lean into and what you want to let ride by. Season two is for when you are ready to add that next layer. It's for when you really are ready to dig in and start to understand the origins of these practices, and then even further, to decide if they are true to you. Consider listening to both seasons simultaneously, adding that deeper layer to the seasonal cycle. Season two begins where it always begins, with the elements. Earth, air, fire, water. Delving deeply into each of these elements, the hope is in finding a connection and understanding of the elements and how they can shape and fuel your spiritual work, including your spells. A connection with the elements becomes a conduit for how you can practice and express your magic. Season 2 will also rummage through the witch's toolkit to discuss how herbs, crystals, as well as elixirs, brews, and food can help you along your magical journey. Runes and sigils are another tool that can be applied and used throughout your spiritual work. We will spend time with each of these tools and learn more about how they can contribute to your practice. However, I will reiterate here and throughout, all you ever really need is yourself. As you explore these practices and tools, you will also be reminded of the balance needed, that in order to receive, you will need to give back, including to yourself and to your craft. I will continue to share spells and rituals with practical guides and ways to continue to build upon your astral journey, as that too deepens layer by layer. We will also keep talking science and take moments to pause and think about the, well, more realistic side of things. And of course, there will always be that leap of faith, if you want to take it. Not only will the content of season two dig deeper, but the structure will also ask more for you as it brings in a few new flavors. As you may have noticed at the beginning of this episode, I began with a land acknowledgement. This is a moment to pause, to consider the land you are living on and the price paid by the first people of the land as settlers colonized and claimed. This is a moment to remember the price that was paid by others in order for us to be where each of us reside today. It is a moment of remembrance and gratitude, as well as a promise that as a pagan, I too will honor the land, consistently looking to bring equilibrium and rejuvenation to a planet that gives so much and from which we take even more. Season 2 pushes you to explore the energy of the universe in a new way. Episodes will feature an energy activity that is meant to stretch your skills and teach you new ways to connect to the world around you. Now, this isn't about making rabbits come out of hats or turning princes into toads. This is about learning to feel the energy tides that are around you in any moment, tap into them, and channel that energy. Many episodes in season two will include a journal activity that will ask you to record your experience or thoughts. This is to help you in your spiritual path. Often when we document, we are able to see patterns in ways that we are unable to if the information only resides within our minds. Instead, consider how you may want to document via image, writing, or maybe it's verbal. But also, how might this tie into your grimoire? You can check out episode number 43 for more information on how to get one of those going. As you begin your journal, or whatever style of kind, consider how you might document your pagan principles. Even if they are still in the works, you know, you can see episode 40 to get started, you can consistently refine these. You can even refine them as you rewrite them this time, but put them down as you know them. Also, consider a one-page list of your 12 Yuletide goals for the past year. If you don't have those, consider just any of the goals or resolutions you may have set at the beginning of the year. In the coming days, as the light begins to fade, we will begin to dig in and analyze, asking ourselves what we can let go, what we learned, and even what we want from this next seasonal cycle. Each episode will also have a small pause to consider the season taking place as I record, a moment to pause and consider, a reflection, as well as a call to action, ways that you can support your pagan beliefs and make real change in the world. In fact, to get started, check to make sure you are registered to vote. Voting this election is complicated and there is a lot of misinformation going out, so check to make sure you are registered and that you know how you will get, receive, and mail that ballot or turn it in person. It is in these moments that we shape the nations we want to be. So no matter where you are in the world, are you registered and ready to vote when the time comes? Season 2 also launches with a new web presence on Patreon, a place to get free resources and keep up to date with episode releases and more. And yes, resources will remain free. Patreon does feature a way for you to donate monthly in support of the podcast, a virtual tip jar, so to speak. And while I'm happy to receive any sort of support to improve equipment or resources, I strongly believe in breaking down some of the gatekeeping present in the pagan community. And yes, by all means, sell that book. But also, we have to find ways to offer guidance and ideas for free. There should be no pay-to-play in paganism. And to be honest, I make this move as a way to distance myself from social media. I want to offer a platform to engage with listeners that isn't socially engineered. While you can still follow me on Facebook and Instagram, consider joining me on Patreon as well. This will be where you can find free resources, including ritual breakdowns, practical guides, and activity sheets. I will provide a more personal look into my practice, and if you are looking to bond with other listeners, the Pragmatic Pagan Listeners Group on Facebook is a safe space to share and learn from each other. There's a small set of questions and some group rules to accept, so be sure to do those things, especially if you're waiting in limbo, and we will get you into that group. However you choose to connect, I encourage you to take an active role in the pagan community. All right, listeners, I hope you're ready, because season 2 officially begins. And in the beginning, well, it's purely elemental. Thank you for joining me for this episode of The Pragmatic Pagan. Find this podcast helpful? Then please consider sharing this resource with others. As always, please reach out with any questions or stories you are willing to share, and stay connected by joining me on Patreon or on social media. Links are in the bio. Oh, and don't forget, by following me for free on Patreon, you get access to podcast transcripts and other great free content. Thank you for listening. Until next time, merry meet, merry part, until we merry meet again.